ban the ethics bill that the General Assembly sent to him last May. It would curb so-called pay-to-play politics by banning campaign contributions to candidates for constitutional offices from businesses with more than $50,000 in state contracts awarded by those offices. The governor says he's implementing the bill immediately for agencies under his control, but he's sending the bill back to the General Assembly with an amendatory veto that adds several other ethics provisions. That move doesn't please Danville Republican Bill Black, one of the bill's many House co-sponsors. He thinks the governor expects legislative leaders will be reluctant to override the ethics amendments, but he thinks they won't be passed either due to constitutional questions about the governor's use of the amendatory veto to make improvements to the legislation.
So rather than just sign a simple, straightforward ethics bill beginning the process of ending pay-to-play in Illinois, he has to play games with it.
The governor's amendments would expand the contributions ban to cover all statewide and legislative officers as well as state parties. They would require lawmakers to affirmatively approve pay raises before they take effect instead of letting them take effect automatically unless they're voted down. Lawmakers would be banned from holding second government jobs with certain exceptions, and lawmakers and their spouses would have to disclose any lobbying activity. Black says if the governor is serious about ethics reform, he should sign the ethics bill as it is and make his other ethics proposals to lawmakers separately. The University of Illinois at Chicago is preparing to release 140 boxes of documents from a not-for-profit organization that Barack Obama served on that's linked to former 1960s radical William Ayers. The university has posted on its website a detailed index of the records to be released tomorrow. They're from the school reform group, the Chicago Annenberg Challenge, that Obama chaired in the 90s and Ayers co-founded. Ayers has a controversial past that some supporters of Republican John McCain want to highlight. Ayers was a founder of the Weather Underground that took credit for a series of bombings, including non-fatal blasts at the Pentagon and U.S. Capitol 4 decades ago. A Chicago political consultant, meanwhile, says State Senate President Emil Jones used a racial slur against her because she's a Hillary Clinton supporter. But Jones emphatically denies making that remark. Amanda Vinicky has more.
The incident allegedly occurred Saturday night. Delmarie Cobb, a member of Clinton's Illinois Steering Committee, says she ran into Jones in the lobby of a Denver hotel. Jones is known as Obama's political godfather. Cobb says after joking around, Jones insulted her by calling her an Uncle Tom.
That means, in our community, you're a betrayer of your race. And there is nothing in my background that would suggest that I'm a betrayer of my race.
Jones says it's not true.
She has misunderstood what I said. That's
what did you say?
Dalton Thomas's.
Accounts from witnesses have been varied. Whatever was actually said, it's caused division in the party when the Obama campaign is striving for unity. The accusations led a pair of Illinois feminist activists and Clinton supporters to call for Jones to publicly apologize or even to step down immediately. From Denver for the Democratic National Convention, I'm Amanda Vinicky.
A Rantoul plastics plant is operating despite a fire last night that caused about $500,000 damage. Fire Chief Ken Waters says an electrical short caused the fire at engineered plastic components. Nobody was in the plant at the time. The fire was contained to one machine. Waters says most of the damage was caused by smoke as the fire spread to hydraulic oil and plastics. About 40 firefighters from three departments fought that fire. The plant employs about 90 people. I'm Tom Rogers, AM 580 News.
WILL programming is made possible by Tires Plus Total Car Care, located at Prospect and Market View in Champaign. Tires Plus provides complete car repair and maintenance. More information is available at 366-3201.
It's 534. Mike Sola has our forecast.
Well, thanks, Tom. It's currently 78 degrees in both Friends Plaza and at Willard Airport. A mostly sunny sky overhead and a very pleasant dew point temperature of 58 degrees. And the further north you go, the drier the air is. We have dew point temperatures across northern Indiana that are currently in the mid to upper 40s. That's August dew point temperatures in the 40s. Not unheard of, but quite unusual. And while to our south, the remains of Fay continue to spread some heavy rain in the southeastern quadrant of the country, there's also another tropical storm out there, and it's expected to strengthen. That would be Gustav, and it's moving northwestward towards Hispaniola right now, and projections are Many locations could pick up very heavy rain from Gustav, and again, it's expected to strengthen, possibly reaching hurricane strength over the next 24 hours. For us, again, just very pleasant conditions. A clear sky tonight, low temperature to 56 degrees, the average low 63, so a little bit below average for the low tonight, and again tomorrow, a high temperature that will be a degree or two below the average high of 83. Tomorrow, we look for sunshine and a high of 82 degrees. Then clear tomorrow night, the low 58. Mostly sunny, a little warmer, a little more humid on Wednesday, the high 85. Partly cloudy for Wednesday night, the low around 60. And even more humidity in the air on Thursday. In fact, a chance for a shower or thunderstorm during the afternoon. A partly sunny sky and the high on Thursday at 87 degrees. It's 78 degrees on Friends Plaza at 5:35. I'm Mike Sola.
From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. It was evidently a very sensitive issue for Barack Obama's staff when they vetted Joseph Biden to be his running mate. Would the Delaware senator run into criticism for his ties to the credit card company MBNA? The big Delaware-based company, which has since been bought by Bank of America, pioneered the Affinity Card. It's a credit card with your alma mater on it, or your favorite sports team, or your brand.